Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking of John the Baptist. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout this Advent season, as you're getting sick and tired of my saying, there is this triple dynamism. We go to meet Jesus who's coming to us, and he transforms us in such a way that we continue the whole rest of our life journeying with God with us. But we see two extraordinary elements in today's readings that help us to understand this more deeply. First, we go out to meet Jesus not by our own efforts. That itself is a great grace. We proclaim in the psalm, "Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face and we shall be saved." We need his help to make that turn around. Instead of going in our own directions, to go out and meet him. The Lord does give us that grace. The second thing we see is when we go to meet him, we go to meet fire. Today in the first reading, we have a major shift in Advent. Up until this point, we've had Elijah every single first reading. We'll hear Elijah again, but only in an ad hoc, not a systematic way. When Elijah corresponds to what the gospel will be, we'll get a snippet from Elijah. Sorry, when Isaiah corresponds to what the gospel reading will be, we'll get a snippet from Isaiah. But from this point forward, we shift. And now we get explicitly about the other prophets who are likewise preparing us for the coming of the Lord. Today there's the figure of Elijah, the forerunner. And in this passage from the book of Sirach, we see that Elijah came to prepare the way for fire to come. In those days, like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were a blazing furnace. Three times, it says a little bit later, he brought down fire. He was taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire. Elijah had come as a prophet full of zeal for God, full of this passionate love for God. And he is the figure of John the Baptist, who, when he was appearing at the Jordan River, was, as the scripture scholars will say, behaving very much like an eschatological prophet, talking about his winnowing fan is in his hand, talking about the Messiah's coming. Jesus would fulfill all of this when he would come and say, "I have come to set the world on fire." So as we live this Advent, it's important for us to grasp that the whole purpose of Advent is to ignite us with the love that Christ who comes brings in history, mystery, and majesty. Are we prepared for that? A lot of the times we're not. We're afraid of the fire. Fire seems a little bit uncontrolled. If we draw too close, we'll get burned. Pope Benedict, several years ago on Pentecost, gave a beautiful homily on our approach to fire. And he said, when we're attached to things, we don't want to draw too close to the fire, because the fire may burn away those attachments, and we don't want to lose them. Rather than being consumed in the love of him who is the incarnation of the burning bush, we'd prefer to remain lukewarm but with these attachments. He says the Holy Spirit's real work is to help us become one with that fire of God, which will not consume us, but renew and purify us. Lord, make us turn to you. Give us the help to approach you as you come in fire. And there's one thing that this fire really wants to do. This fire wants to help us, as we turn to God, begin to turn with God toward others. You're going to see it in the messianic prophecies, that there was always going to be this conversion among generations. Here in Sirach, you'll get part of what we'll get in Malachi. To turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. What does this mean, to turn the hearts of fathers toward their sons? Basically means to transmit fire, to transmit the faith, to help them love in such a way that they will seek their children's good. And the greatest gift of all that can be passed on is this love and living of the covenant. When Malachi will say later in the last verses of the Old Testament, and the hearts of sons toward their fathers, help them to appreciate and receive this extraordinary gift. But here in Sirach, it's a notion of what we're really giving toward others. And what the Lord wants us to give is the love of God. I tell you, Elijah has already come, but they didn't recognize him and did to him whatever they please, Jesus says to us in today's gospel. Sometimes we're constantly looking, as the people of his own generation, for God finally to do something. Like those children in the marketplace whom we met yesterday, trying to play the music to make God dance, rather than to dance according to the music of the Lord. We, too, can just continue this waiting game as if all that God needed to give us hasn't been given. He's come with that fire, but he wants us to prepare ourselves to be ignited from within even more. And the greatest locus for that is here at Mass. St. Ephrem, the 4th century deacon and doctor of the church from Syria, used to like to say that whoever consumes him, meaning Jesus in the Eucharist, consumes fire. Let us prepare to be consumed. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.